2021 won't be Lewis's first run for public office. He also ran for a city council seat in 2019, but was ultimately defeated in the general election. Lewis is a lifelong resident of the Wasatch Back and currently lives in Old Town. He holds several positions around town, from bartending to managing the Park City Farmers Market. Now, the 38-year-old is ready for a second attempt at becoming an elected official. 2 years ago, Lewis positioned himself as the candidate for the working class in Park City. He says that has not changed.
In a 2 years' time already, a lot can change. With my platform and my campaign, it has not. The working class of Park City is just the backbone of Park City. I'm a part of it, and it just needs to continue to be represented.
Lewis says he recognizes the delicate balance between the economics of the proposed arts and culture district and the needs of the community, but believes strongly in the positive impact the project could have in the future.
When it's finalized, when we finally decide on all the right angles to go about this, which that's another question in itself, wow, I really do believe that the real infrastructure that will exist there, the affordable housing, the shops, the bohemian lifestyle, it will be marvelous, especially to everybody that lives there in Park City.
Transportation and traffic is another hot-button issue in Park City, and Lewis says he will bring a perspective to the table other candidates likely won't have. The fact he relies on public transit every day.
The one thing that sets me apart, actually, from all the other candidates is that I don't own a car. I take the bus every single place I can. I walk, I bike. It's so glorious, especially in the wintertime. You're really forced to take the bus. The trails don't exist. Riding the public transit here in Park City is something so special and I hold so dear to my heart.
Lewis says he will pay the $100 filing fee with the city as opposed to gathering 100 signatures of registered voters in order to appear on the ballot. He expects to have a campaign website up and running soon, but says the best way to reach him in the meantime is through Facebook or his Instagram at Lewis1Daniel. The official filing window for candidates interested in running for mayor or city council in Park City is June 1st to the 7th. Elections for mayor and two city council seats will take place in November. Park City Mayor Andy Bierman has announced he intends to run for a second term, and Councilor Tim Henney has also said he intends to seek a third term on the council. The other council seat, currently held by Steve Joyce, will be an open race as Joyce announced his intention to retire from the council after one term in office. More information on Park City's municipal elections can be found through a link on our website, kpcw.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.